Radio Free Bongo is on the air. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Halloween Election Day Radio Free Bongo show. It's quite a combination. And first, we're going to examine Halloween, that time of year where monsters and creatures of the night roam the earth. So, we're going to open with some appropriate music for this time of year. Here we go.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Oh, well, he came down to earth and he lit in the tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop. Boop-a-lap-a-loom, bam-boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon-toed, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman,
in
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash cool.
Doris, get out your poison pen and take a letter. I have to write to Count Dracula. You know, he wrote me a letter. All right, Doris. Dear Count Dracula, I am writing to you from Cucamonga. Cucamonga? The weather is lovely. The nausea of noon. The wind is always blowing, and the sun never shines, and it's rainy and damp 400 days of the year. I enjoyed the party very much, especially the sumptuous feast you had prepared. It was thrilling. From the first appetizers, the chicken fried grub worms, on through the dessert. Oh, blood pudding! Oh, I love blood pudding! It was a masterpiece of culinary skill. Oh, I was worried for a moment when you said the main course was fish and chips. We're not that plebeian in Cucamonga. But my fears were quickly allayed when I discovered to my delight it was silver fish and buffalo chips. Silver fish! Oh, they're so squirmy! The first one went down easy. But the second one was greasy. I'm being carried away because I really must apologize for getting tipsy and singing. But I have always wanted to be the death of the party. When you hear the pellets drop, count 10 and take a deep breath.
Guys in my neighborhood went to great lengths to scare anybody. Because it's a great thing when you scare somebody. They lose their cool completely. That's the only time when a human being is really himself. I mean, because if you scare somebody good, they just, the legs shoot out, the hair stands up, the eyes bug out, and they say, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, see? And then you laugh. That was really funny, man. You got so scared. So, guys found this statue, stole it, really. A statue of Frankenstein, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, in color of the monster. Frankenstein was, They take it home, there's only three of them, take it home, they take it into an apartment building, put it up on the third floor landing, you see. Now they take out all the lights in the hallway, put in a pink one right by the monster statue. One kid gets behind it. They send another one out in the street. He calls a kid. They come running up. He passes the kid with the statue, taps him. Kid with the statue leans it. Kid that doesn't know anything about it turns around and kills himself running out of the building. You see, this is called fun. Of course, then you laugh at the guy. Boy, you were really scared, man. You fell 12 flights of stairs. That was really funny. So, I'm coming home from the store about 8:30. No, I always have my music with me. I always have to hum my music because monsters cannot attack you if you have your music with you. to you. She goes, hey, guys! What? Come on over, man. You should see it. Herman's getting a beating. Let's go watch it. Herman? Yeah, I love to see Herman getting a beating. And I took, man, and I'm chasing after this guy. I can't wait, man, to see Herman getting a beating because I don't like Herman anyway. And he goes up the second flight and says, wait for me, man, wait for me. Don't go so fast. And he makes that turn around the third, and I make the turn. The guy takes a step. Out. I never touched one step. Ran 2 miles before I realized what had happened. When I turned around, they were right behind me laughing. Funny man, guys rolling, kicking their feet up in the air on the back. You were really funny, boy. You were really cool, man. You just lost everything as well. Your hair was standing up and everything.
That ain't funny, man. You could kill somebody like that. Suppose somebody would look at that statue and their heart just stopped pumping right away, or the guy would have just fallen down some stairs and hurt himself. That ain't funny.
Yeah, but God, you just see yourself. It was really funny, man. You just went, shoot, didn't even touch one step, man. It's really cool, I'm telling you. Listen, guys, now you gotta get somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Get up in the hallway. Get the statues up. Come on, we're gonna get somebody. I'm gonna scare somebody now, boy. It ain't gonna just be me, I tell you that. I get somebody killed around here. It'll really be funny, because when they leave that statue on there, that'll be it for them. And I'm waiting outside. Is the thing up? Yeah, okay. Here we go. You know, somebody gotta come sooner or later. I'm gonna get somebody. And I hear off in the distance.
Hey! Fat Albert.
I said, hey, Fat Albert, come here, man. You should see Herman. He's getting a beating.
I love to see Herman get a beating.
Now, Fat Albert is not too fast, see? So I run up and I grab him by the arm. Come on, Albert, hurry up. And I start hitting him behind the back. Hurry up, man. Did you see it before it's over? We go up the second flight. I start laughing because I know what it is. And I turn around. Come on, Albert. We get up to the third flight. And the guy's there.
Oh. I forgot I was behind him. They took me to the hospital, and they put me in a bed beside a wino who was run over by 2 kids. And we both agreed that frightened children are really hard to get along with. I never had a guy dance on me so long. And he was so scared he couldn't even get a hey, hey. He was just, hey, and just dancing right on me forever.
Girl. a gobbling, the ice start a wobbling, pink all over, some is tan. Gobbling girls from every land, they look good from any which way. Every Halloween you can hear me say,
gobbling girl, take it away.
Started off our creature feature set tonight with Sheb Woolley from 1958 with the Purple People Eater. That was followed by Bobby Boris Pickett doing the Monster Mash, recorded in 1962. Then we had Frank Zappa from his Studio Z days in Cucamonga, 1962 and 1963, with Letter from Jeepers. Bill Cosby gave us his childhood story of The Monster, from the Revenge album of 1967. We then heard Frankenstein, the Edgar Winter Group, 1973. Then we had the theme song from the TV show The Munsters, one of my favorite TV shows, in 1964 and 5. And we ended it up with Frank Zappa again, this time in his later years, doing Goblin Girl. And now we're going to get on to another scary subject, Election Day. And anybody who knows Bongo Johnny knows Bongo Johnny's not too crazy about politicians. It's just the way they do the things that they do. So here we have some music about politics and politicians. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. I'm on your side.
If it's not asking too much, for our information, just for illustration, tell us how you intend to run the nation.
These are the laws of my administration. No one's allowed to smoke or tell a dirty joke, and whistling is forbidden.
We're not allowed to tell a dirty joke. Pennsylvania.
If chewing gum is chewed, the chewer is pursued, and in the hoose cow hidden.
If we choose to chew, we'll be pursued.
If any form of pleasure is exhibited, report to me and it will be prohibited. I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is the land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place. He didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it. The country's taxes must be fixed, and I know what to do with it. If you think you're paying too much now, just wait till I get through with it. I will not stand for anything that's crooked or unfair. I'm strictly on the up and up, so everyone beware. If anyone's caught taking graft, and I don't get my share, we stand them up against the wall, and pop goes the weasel.
So everyone beware, who's crooked or unfair.
If any man should come between a husband and his bride, we find out which one she prefers by letting her decide. If she prefers the other man, the husband steps outside. We stand him up against the wall and pop goes the weasel.
The husband steps outside, when he wishes his bride. Stand him up against the wall and take it for a ride.
You have an appointment at the House of Representatives.
Practice what I'll be. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old US of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I work in the towns or conservate the prairies. And you can believe the future's ahead. I'll give the young the right to vote as soon as they mature, but spare the rod and spoil the child to help them feel secure. And if I win election day, I might give you a job. I'll sign a bill to help the poor to show I'm not a snob. I'll open my door, I'm charging no admission, and you can be sure I'll give you my hand. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. Make you glad you got me in with everything I do. And I'll defend until the end the old red, white and blue. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. And take over this beautiful land. And take over this beautiful land.
All right, meeting's called to order.
Your Excellency, here's the Treasury Department's report. I hope you find it clear.
Clear? Why, a four-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a four-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it. And now, members of the Cabinet, we'll take up old business.
I wish to discuss the tariff.
Sit down, that's new business. No old business? Very well. And we'll take up new business.
Now about that tariff.
Too late, that's old business already. Sit down.
Gentlemen, as your Secretary of War,
The Secretary of War is out of order. Which reminds me, so is the plumbing. Make a note of that. Never mind, I'll do it myself.
The Department of Labor wishes a report that the workers of Fredonia are demanding shorter hours.
Very well, we'll give them shorter hours. We'll start by cutting their lunch hour to 20 minutes.
Gentlemen, enough of this. How about taking up the tax?
How about taking up the carpet?
I still insist we must take up the tax.
He's right, you've got to take up the tax before you can take up the carpet.
I give all my time and energy to my duties, and what do I get?
You get awfully tiresome after a while.
Sir, you try my patience.
I don't mind if I do. You must come over and try mine sometime.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We're living in times where men commit crimes, and crime don't have a face. We live in a political world, icicles hanging down, wedding bells ringing, angels singing, clouds cover up the ground. We live in a political world, wisdom is thrown into jail. It rots in a cell, misguided as hell, leaving no one to pick up the trail. We live in a political world where mercy walks the plank. Life is in mirrors, death disappears up the steps of you, the nearest bank. Show that it's real. We live in a political world. The cities of a lonesome fear. Little by little, you turn to the middle, but you never sure why. scope. You can travel anywhere and hang yourself there. You always got more than enough rope. We live in a political world, turning and thrashing about. As soon as you awake, you're trained to take what looks like the easy way out.
We started our Election Day segment with the one and only Groucho Marx from the movie Duck Soup, 1933, When I'm in Charge. Followed that with Cream from 1969, Politician. Alice Cooper then gave us Elected from 1972. Then we had Groucho Marx again from the movie Duck Soup, holding a meeting of his Fredonia cabinet. The Byrds then followed with I Want to Grow Up to Be a Politician from 1970. And we ended it up Bob Dylan, Living in a Political World. Before we get back to the music, just going to remind you that if you want to find out more about Radio Free Bongo, please check out our homepage at radiofreebongo.tripod.com. And of course, any comments or suggestions you might have, you can send them to radiofreebongo@lycos.com. And now, let's play some more music from the 60s and 70s.
Where? to see where I'm going to. I don't want to.
Alrighty then. Back from break, we heard the Rolling Stones, very early Rolling Stones, from one of their early demo tapes that they passed around. I think this was back in 1963 when they were looking for a record label. And this one was Bright Lights, Big City. That was also done by the Animals and Van Morrison, to name a couple. After that, we had I Wish You Would, the Yardbirds, from their first album, For Your Love, from 1965. Then we had two from the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus Project. That was the CD of December of 1968. First we had very early Jethro Tull with Song for Jeffrey. And we followed that up with the Taj Mahal Band, Ain't That a Lot of Love. Well, as you know, on the Bongo Johnny program, we tend to mention birthdays whenever they are of significance. And lo and behold, we missed a couple of significant ones going to catch up to right now. The first one goes out to Ole Leadfoot, who had one toward the beginning of October, and your humble host Bongo Johnny, who had one in the middle of October. So this next one's for you and me, Ole Leadfoot. This is Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, Old and In the Way. I guess that about sums it up. Until next time, take care all.
Thank you.